Washington, this is VOA News. China's earthquake administration says a small earthquake has hit near North Korea's nuclear test site. It's not clear that it was a nuclear blast, however. Meantime, China has announced it will limit oil supplies to North Korea under UN sanctions, stepping up pressure on Pyongyang over its pursuit of nuclear and missile technology. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says North Korea ultimately wants to be a nuclear power and that that is unacceptable to Japan, South Korea, and others.
If North Korea is able to be a nuclearized state, that will inevitably lead to Japan and South Korea going nuclear. Then we're talking about a proliferation race. That would be catastrophic. So I think that our best option at present is to maximize the pressure on North Korea to get to that negotiating table.
Meantime, the U.S. military says B-1 bombers from Guam and fighter escorts from Japan flew in international airspace over waters east of North Korea on Saturday. There was some verbal fireworks at the UN General Assembly as the Foreign Minister of North Korea, Ri Yong-ho, called President Trump, in his words, a mentally deranged person who is on a suicide mission. Delegates audibly applauded the end. Mr. Trump called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un earlier in the week. Rocket Man said he was on a suicide mission with his nuclear program. Puerto Rico's governor met with mayors from around the U.S. island, ravaged earlier this week by Hurricane Maria, and discussed urgent needs for their communities, some of which are still threatened by a failing dam. This is VOA News. Powerful earthquake rocked Mexico on Saturday, triggering new alarms in a country already struggling to recover from two recent quakes that killed a total of about 400 people. U.S. Geological Survey says the new quake had a magnitude of 6.1, was centered in the southern state of Oaxaca, about 360 kilometers southeast of Mexico City, which is reeling from the week earlier this week, the earthquake that killed at least 300. United Nations estimating 429,000 Rohingya refugees have fled violence in Myanmar into Bangladesh. More now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The number of daily arrivals has fallen to about 1,000 from a high of 20,000 a day. Nevertheless, that steep decline in refugee numbers has done little to ease overcrowding in the makeshift Rohingya sites. Authorities have allocated an 800-hectare area to new arrivals. The UN Refugee Agency says it is speeding up the distribution of plastic sheeting so as many people as possible can have some protection from monsoon rain and wind. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says health is a major concern given the inclement weather, overpopulated camps, and lack of essential relief. A team of epidemiologists is being deployed to assess the health risks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump has improved his poll ratings in recent weeks. His public approval rating has reached 40% in several surveys after hovering in the mid-30s last month after controversial comments following violent protests in the U.S. state of Virginia. VOA's Jim Malone reporting.
President Trump spent much of the week in New York with his first major address to the United Nations, a speech that included echoes of his presidential campaign.
As president of the United States, I will always put America first.
Trump's approval rating has improved after his decision to work with Democrats on the budget and his administration's response to recent hurricanes. Bipartisan cooperation does not extend to health care, where Senate Republicans like Lindsey Graham are making one final effort to repeal and replace Obamacare.
I do not want to go back to South Carolina and say that I did everything I could to repeal Obamacare and not believe it in my heart.
Trump supports the effort. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And authorities in Somalia's semi-autonomous region of Puntland said on Saturday that they had seized a boat loaded with weapons. They have done this before, those coming from Yemen, with weapons destined for Al-Shabaab.
That's the latest world news from VOA.